This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. Life in Christ comes through a relationship, not by the works that we do. That said, there's a responsibility that comes from being a member of the community of Christ. In this message entitled The Lord's Army, Pastor Scott asks us to evaluate whether or not we are in or out, and why. This message was delivered on November 12, 2017. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope. Hey, this is Veterans Day weekend. And it's a time that we get to thank and honor our veterans. I know my dad was a veteran, and my uncle was a veteran, and when my uncle passed away, I didn't realize that he was part of the 442nd. And he didn't say much about it. If I knew, maybe I would have asked him a lot of questions, but he didn't mention it. He didn't brag about it. He didn't say nothing about it. I only found out after he passed away. And it was so sad. And if you ever been to a funeral of a veteran, and you know when they play taps, oh, you cannot help but not cry. And to think of the sacrifice that they gave for their country, I mean, we cannot ever come close to repaying them. But we can honor them and we can thank them. So if you are a veteran, would you please stand? We want to give you a gift. Trudy's going to pass it out. So you guys got to keep standing. Veterans. Give veterans. Ooh, look at that. Wow. Okay, you guys got to keep standing now. We thank you so much for what you have done, the sacrifice, and not only that, we thank your families. Yeah, but Trudy is such a wonderful person to pass this out because she knows what it's like, and she takes good care of our veterans. And then we have Craig, who is in our church. He's the guy who works at the veterans space, and he's the guy who takes your blood. But veterans, we appreciate you. We honor you this day. Thank you so much for what you have done so that we have the freedom in this country to open our Bibles, to come and gather and to worship. And it's because of what you have done that's why we can do these. So we thank you so much. Amen. Give them another hand. Thank you so much, you veterans. Hey, don't forget, Al, you got to stand up. You got your card, Al. Al, you got to stand up. No, no make like that, Al. No make like that. Trudy, don't forget Al right there. He's just being humble. You know, Al, he's such a good guy, you know. He's a good guy to hang around with, and he's a good guy to go fishing with. Last time we went fishing, you know what he did? He went make pinak bet for us. Oh, and you know, pinak bet down at the ocean. Oh, man. You know, can go fishing after that because you let go sleep. But, man, today, I just thought what more of an appropriate message than talking about being in the Lord's army. I heard a story of this young man who signed up and he enlisted in the army. And he signed up, and then there was this time when they said, okay, we're going to deploy you to Iraq. And he said, I ain't going to Iraq. You crazy. I didn't sign up to go to Iraq. I just signed up so that I could get the benefits. I didn't sign up to go to war. And he's like, wow, the problem for this young man is he didn't want to go. He explained that he had joined the army not to go to war, but he had joined because of the benefits, the pay, the college tuition, the insurance. Now, what's wrong with that kind of thinking? One of the primary focuses or functions of our military is to prepare for war. And you gotta know that if you sign up, it's somewhere in the job description that you might get deployed. Our armed forces, they do not exist to pass out benefits. Those are just some of the perks that come with it. Our armed forces exist to deal with conflicts, to defend the people, to fight the enemy, and hopefully to contend against evil. But there are people who actually join up just for a free ride. And that kind of mentality would just undermine the military of any nation. And the same for the church. It can undermine the church. If we say yes to Christ just for the benefits, they expect Jesus to be there, to answer their every prayer. But when Jesus calls them, say, hey, I need a greeter. I need a Sunday school teacher. Man, they run. They run the other direction. When the Lord says, hey, I need an usher. Oh, not me. I need somebody to help cook, so feed my people on Sunday. Oh, I'm a terrible cook. Hey, you can try. I mean, even the worst of cooks can make chili. Right? Or even the worst of cooks can go sack and save and buy chicken. All right? Right, Jalen? I mean, shoot, the worst of cooks can cook rice. We love rice. I mean, you know what? We just love food. Any kind of food. Sometimes we come to church and expect it. Okay, God, I want this, 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 and this. Some of us come here just looking for a spouse. Yeah, but I tell you what, there's no better place to find one. Better find them here than in the bar. Right? That's where my wife found me, I think. She never knew about looking in the church, but is she looking at the church for a spouse? She would have never found me because I was never there. She had to go find me in the bar, drag me out of the bar, pray on her knees for a very, very, very long time. And then this is what happened. But thank you for your patience. But yeah, you can give her a hand. She's wonderful. But here's the thing. Here's number one on your bulletin. Are you here just for the benefits? Are you here for the benefits? You know, the good music, the great food, the awesome fellowship. Are you here just so that maybe you can be a part of the kingdom? In Matthew 7, 21 to 23, Jesus says this, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles. And then I will declare to them that I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Those who were hearing this message from Jesus must have wondered about the religious leaders who would preach things. It was those that says, do what I say, but if you look at them, not what they do. They were teaching spiritual truth about the Messiah and his kingdom. And Jesus made it clear that they were not good, for they were leading people astray. And even if they did supernatural things, prophesying in his name, driving out demons, and performing miracles, they were not obedient to the Father and continually doing his will. They were not doing that. In Luke 6, 46 and 47, Jesus says this, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my word and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. You know, you can have an outward expression, Lord, Lord, but it's not as important as obedience to the Lord. It's not enough to call Jesus Lord, but as Christians, as followers of Christ, we must do what the Lord says. Those who hear his words and act on them are secure, like a man building a house on the rock, on the firm foundation. But those who hear his words and do not act on them, it's like those who build the house without a foundation. And it's foolish. So number two, are you really in the Lord's army? Examine your faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Paul writes this to the Corinthians. Test yourself to see if you are in the faith. Examine yourselves. Or do you not recognize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail the test? The Corinthians, they were called to examine, to test themselves, to see if they were really Christians. Just as we go to the doctor and get a checkup, Paul urges us to give ourselves spiritual checkups. We should look at our lives. Is there an ongoing presence of the Lord in our lives? Do we continually seek him? Do we continually grow? Do we continually read? Are we actively looking for ways to grow, ways to serve? Are we seeking to grow closer to God every day? Or are we just drawing farther and farther away from him? Are you here now? Physically, you're here. Mentally, maybe you're thinking about lunch. Maybe you're thinking about that sale at Home Depot. How many Veterans Day sales are out there? How many tools can I buy? How many fishing poles do I need? Yeah, what's on sale at Macy's? Ask my wife, she probably knows. Yeah? Are you here? Or are you somewhere else? Are you thinking about the chores or the honey-do list you got to do after church? I want you, when you're here, please be here. I think not for my sake, for your sake. Amen? Amen? And here's our third point. Do you want to be in the Lord's army? You know, I thought about a lot of things about heaven and stuff like that. And I thought, you know, if heaven is going to be a place where we'll be constantly worshiping God, singing, fellowshipping, and enjoying his presence, then what would it be like for the person who's not in church, who don't worship God? Would they be miserable in heaven because that's what we're going to do? Because if you don't want to worship God here, now, well, you think you want to worship him all the time in heaven? Because I do. I look forward to it. I think it's going to be a great time. I mean, I don't know who's doing praise and worship in there, but man, they must be putting in some overtime. And I can see one day Al, he's going to be up there just jamming and not even getting tired and playing music, and we'll be singing, dancing, and enjoying it. And I look forward to that time. And I can't wait to that day when one day God calls me home, and I don't know when that will be, but I look forward to it. You know, when we had that terrible shooting in that church last week, and I was like, who would do such a terrible thing? And of course, behind it is Satan. And I thought, what a tragedy. And now they said they're gonna tear down the church and build a memorial. And I cannot imagine what it must have looked like inside of that church. And I've been praying for them all week. And one thought crossed my mind. I thought, wow, they were worshiping God in church. And in an instant, they were worshiping God in heaven. And that was the only good thing I could think about that. But it was such a tragedy. And who knows where it can happen and when it can happen. So I am reminded to constantly keep praying for the churches, for the people. And it's sad. And the thing is, you know, being in the Lord's army requires work. I mean, if you ever, how many of you seen that movie, Hacksaw Ridge, when that guy didn't want to carry a gun? And you think about it, like, who would want to go to battle with the guy without a gun? I mean, if the enemy's coming at you and you're down and your gun is far away, he ain't going to protect you because he has no gun. But he did amazing things in there. But being in the Lord's army, being in any army, requires training. Amen? So how did we train in the Lord's army? I think we continually read, be in his word, study, learn, so that we know how to defend ourselves. And then when our friends get in trouble, we know how to pray for them. In other words, we got their back. Amen? I know you guys pray for me, and I appreciate every prayer that I can get because I need them. I need every single one of them. 2 Timothy 2:3. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ. In this section, Paul writes to Timothy. And Timothy is a young guy, a young preacher coming up. And Paul encourages him to be strong. And Paul uses examples in his speaking to Timothy, like being in the military and the training it takes. I mean, how many of you been to basic training? Yeah, I never been there, but from what I hear, it's tough. I mean, I cannot imagine. I'd probably too wimpy to even get through it. I'd probably be crushed the first day and tap out. But I heard it's rigorous and it's tough. And if they weren't tough on you, if they just say, you pass, they wouldn't be helping you any bit. Because when you get to war, you wouldn't be trained. And then you'd probably be slaughtered. And then he also uses the comparison of being an athlete. How many of you are athletes out there? Come on, we had one softball team that won first place. We had one volleyball team that won first place. We never have one basketball team yet, but that's coming up. But it takes training. We train, we train, we train. Even for fishing, it takes training. We run back and forth on the rocks. Because when the fish bite and you got to run to your pole, it's not easy. Especially if you're sleeping and it happens. But it takes training. Hard training. And if you want to be successful, you train, you train, you train. One of our Foursquare pastors here on this island, Pastor Mary Jo, if you know her, she's a little bit older than me. She did 9 Ironmans. 9. And I keep encouraging her, forget that number 10 one under her belt. And she might. But it takes training. She runs, she bikes, she swims. It's like, I do not desire to do any of that. I don't. I mean, that's crazy. I'd rather read my Bible and train spiritually. But, you know, I was built 5'3". I don't think I was built to be an athlete. Yeah? I think if I tried out for the football team, they would say, son, you better really think about this and step aside because you will just get run over. And coaches tell me that. They get some kids try out for the football team where they're like 5 feet and 90 pounds and they got to tell them, you know what, I don't think the sport is for you, man. But Paul says, suffer hardship with me as a soldier of Christ. Why do you think he says that? Because when you train, it's kind of, you suffer. Did anybody lifted weights and the spotter would put his hand on the bar, on the stuff, so you could not put the weights back? And he would tell you, one more. You do that one more, then he'd say, one more. And then you do one more, then he'd say, one more. Like, come on. It's like when you're running, it's like, one more lap. And it's you suffer. But in that suffering, you develop muscles. Someone once told me that suffering creates character. Suffer hardship with me as a good soldier of Christ. You know, we study, and sometimes it's hard to keep your eyes open when you're reading. It is. And we study, and sometimes it's not that easy. But are you willing? Are you willing to suffer hardship? Are you willing to pay the price to be in the Lord's army? Because to raise your hand and say yes and to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Maybe just a breath. But then after you receive Christ, it doesn't end there. There's responsibility. I mean, some people, you may want to think, okay, I'm going to sign up and I just want the benefits without the work. But there is work. You know, you may say, yes, I want to accept Jesus Christ and I want the benefits, but not do the work. You may not want to pay the price to serve Christ because you may think it's too steep. I tell you this. I bet you my life that Jesus did not think twice about dying for you on the cross. When they drove those spikes through him and they nailed him to the cross, he didn't say, oh, never mind, change my mind. Scott's not worth it. Sorry, he's not worth it. No. He's terrible. I'm not dying for him. I don't think he said that. He just went to the cross, and I'm hoping that one day he will repent. Matthew 16, 24 to 27. If anyone wishes to come after me, you know, to follow him, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But, you know, like when they say but in the Bible, there's always like a catch, yeah? But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and he will repay every man according to his deeds. Man, when we suffer, we share in the common experience, not with just those who are alive today, but with all those who have suffered for the sake of the gospel, the martyrs, the missionaries, the pioneers, all of those of faith. We need to have that same courage, that same commitment, that same willingness to say no to the world, to the pleasures of the world, and say yes to the Lord. You know, now I live, and life is so much different, but it's so much better. I get to help others. I get to be. I am selfish. I gotta tell you that. I am selfish because when someone calls me to go to the hospital, I will go, and I will not let other people go because I want to go. I want to go, and I want to pray for them. And it is selfish. I should call Pastor Aaron and Pastor Dennis and Pastor Jaywin and all these others to come with me. But I know they have jobs. I make excuses. So I go. And I should be sharing it with them because it is such a blessing to go and pray for other people. And when people call me to bless their houses, I will go and I will let them, you know. And as me, I'm just a selfish kind of a guy. And I got to understand that I need to include others in this. And I ask that you would forgive me. I have so much more to learn. You know, are you in the Lord's army? Do you want to be in the Lord's army? Are you willing to pay the price to be in the Lord's army? Or you just want to be along for the ride just to hopefully reap some benefits? Because you know what? We're a growing church. We need help. We need help in the morning, setting up at 5:30 in the morning. Pastor Aaron, he probably loses sleep because by the time I get here, all this is out and he is gone. So I don't know if he's sneaking in Saturday night and doing this so he can sleep in Sunday morning. Or I think he's coming really early in the morning. And then when I get here, I hook up the sound and, you know, we could use your help. We have a meeting with our children's ministry. Man, sometimes we got like up to 60 children in there. Yikes. Crazy. Not only will my hair turn white, but it'll fall out if I had to watch all of those. And these are your children. And that's great that you bring your children. You know, if, I gotta tell you this. If we have a really great children's ministry and a bad pastor, people will still come. But if we had a really great pastor and a bad children's ministry, they won't come. You know that? Your children is the ones that I want to go back there because I learned something. And even if I was so bad, but the Sunday school was so good, wouldn't you still be here because your children? Right? So we want to make them really, really great. Right? And, you know, greeting, parking lot, food. How many of you like to eat food? Hey, you're lying if you don't raise your hand. If you, we're going to do a sermon about lying, Pastor Aaron, okay? Because they never raise their hand. But we have so many places for you to serve, to be in the Lord's army, to be going out there, because we have a responsibility. We go out there in the world every day, and we fight. We take ground, person by person, step by step. We share the good news. It's a battle. Because if we don't get to them now, who else will get to them? Some cult? People will believe anything they hear. And if we don't get to them, somebody else will. We're in the army. We're recruited. When you said yes to Jesus, you said, I'm in this army. And we want to help you to train so that we can take ground. We can win. We can win souls for the kingdom. Amen? Amen. I want to conclude with this closing thought on veterans. It is the veteran, not the preacher, who gave us the freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who gave us the freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who gave us the freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who gave us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who gave us the right to vote. It is the veteran who salutes the flag and served under the flag, who gave us the freedom to proudly wave our flags. Today, we honor our veterans, but we worship Jesus Christ. Today, we honor our veterans, and we worship Christ. We honor our veterans. We worship Christ. We honor our veterans. We worship Christ. Our great commander. Jesus Christ. We worship him, but yet we honor our veterans. And together, all of us, we are part of the Lord's army. Amen. May put away your notes. I want to ask the worship team to come up. And if you never, never had the chance to join the Lord's army, man, now is your big chance to say yes, Lord, because you know what? He is not going to take you into his army unless you say, yes, I want to be a part of it. Amen? So I'm going to ask you to bow your heads, close your eyes, and pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus. I repent of my sins, and I turn to you. Come live in me, change me, cleanse me, make me the person you want me to be. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer for the first time, would you hold up a hand? I want to pray for you. Anybody out there? God bless you. Anybody else? Anybody else out there? You may put your hands down. Lord, you have seen those who said, yes, I want to be a part of the Lord's army. So, Lord, I pray that you would show them, train them, teach them, equip them to take ground step by step, to win souls one at a time, so that we can fill heaven and empty hell. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen us, teach us, help us to understand it is not about us, but it's all about you. So as we battle, Lord, help us to put on that armor. Help us to train and suffer for you suffered for us. Thank you so much for calling us for this great cause. We love you and we pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people say, amen. Would thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street in Keau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.